Business Hub.
With Focus Technology, bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.
Andrew's back with us this week. Andrew, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Mark. Yourself?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Good to see you again. Last week was a bit of a whirlwind, wasn't it? We had the Cornwall Business Week and the business fair that happened up at the Eden Project. You guys were there?
Yeah, absolutely, and thoroughly enjoyed it. I managed to throw M&Ms all over the floor from our dispenser. That was quite fun.
Oh, no, what, they spilled?
Yeah, well, basically, people were sort of putting their hand under the dispenser, getting slightly shocked at the fact it was automatically dispensing M&Ms and pulling their hand away, and it ended up on the floor. But it made for some good moments and some good laughs.
So just to clarify as well, because we spoke about this last time and the importance of having good freebies on the stand.
Absolutely.
But you had branded M&Ms.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Round of applause
there. The extra mile.
That's magnificent. No, they were good as well. They're all blue, aren't they?
Yeah.
So let's talk about that for a bit, actually, because I thought it was a massive success as well. You were in a different space to us. We were actually outside.
Yep.
And we were, pretty tucked away, and we still had a really good flow of people. So are you pleased with what you had on the stand?
Yeah, absolutely. I think basically it's a test of the economy and the way the business market is at the moment. And for us, there was this really sort of good, busy, positive vibe on all the stands and the people that came past us. And it's just a good sign that people are, you know, they're looking at stuff, they're out and about, they're meeting businesses, and they're looking at what they can do and how they can work with other companies. We did meet quite a few businesses that complement our services and we complement theirs. So it's that sudden open approach to hang on a minute, let's all start working together. And for us, actually, that was actually quite a nice thing to take away and a really sort of positive experience.
Yeah, I agree. That's great. Collaborative working is always really powerful.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? And especially, it works so well, I think, in a geographical area like Cornwall, because there just seems to be such a core of loyal business people. That's the thing I'm learning about business in Cornwall since I've been here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's for us, what we see is the businesses that are opening up to that idea of the fact there is enough work for everybody and collaboration is easier than trying to fill skill set gaps on your own.
Yeah,
we find that those businesses that are adopting that sort of idea are becoming more and more successful, and the ones that are sort of holding back from that are the ones that are kind of stifling and they're not really sort of going anywhere at the moment, and they're kind of wondering what's going on,
missing out. Here's the big question though, did you actually sign any business on the day? Because I don't know if anybody expects to do that, but
yeah, I mean, we don't ever go to these things with the anticipation of actually sort of making sales or signing anybody up, but we did actually walk away with three or four people who were very serious about some websites with us.
Awesome.
There's a couple of guys about, you know, telephony solutions, and actually it was our opportunity to really sort of showcase the message that we've been trying to get off, which is the digital platform for your business isn't sort of a fragmented, segmented system where you've got your telephone, your web and your computing technology. You know, what we do is we deliver the entire thing from the desktop PC right the way through to your communications platform and how you're perceived out on the internet as well. So it's that cohesive whole that you need to make your business successful.
Yeah, and that's where you guys come in, isn't it, really? Because many business owners won't necessarily, you know, they're good at what they do with their businesses, but they're not going to connect up all of those dots. They need somebody from the outside to go, right, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think more so than ever, what we're seeing is the consistency of the tone and the vision, and basically making sure that your business portrays itself in the best possible light is more key than ever before. You know, that first phone call that you make to a company, you want to be impressed by the way the call's handled and feel that you're dealing with somebody who's taking you seriously. The same with emails, you know, how your email, simple things like how your emails are signed off, having all of your email footers consistent and looking the same so your branding is being, you know, used all the time, and even the language and the way that your staff are actually talking through the communications with potential customers and internally within the business. I think the sort of great testament to that is the Apple and the Google sort of culture of that whole sort of brand element and getting everybody on board, and actually by putting in the right systems you can actually help that happen and automate a good, you know, proportion of it.
So out of interest, because I mean you guys cover off a real swathe of IT, all kinds of different services, but was there a theme of the day, what people wanted to talk to you about?
Definitely websites, off the back of the Google announcement about the search engine rankings for people viewing from mobile devices. Yep. But also people sort of asking us a few simple questions about things they want to achieve, and then us sort of saying, but you do know you can do this and there are possibilities of doing this. And suddenly it's like light bulbs fall all over the floor and it's like, hang on a minute, I'm missing something here. There's something more I can do with my business, you know. And I think we've sort of talked to one of the other shows, I mean, a particular thing is linking a retail EPOS system with a website, so your livestock updates, etc., which just simplifies the management of both. There's no reason why you should be managing the two separately.
general feel then on business at the moment? Because a day like we had last week at the business fair sort of brings a little bit of an overview, really, doesn't it, on what's going on at the moment? What would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said before, it's a positive vibe, and you know, certainly we are very, very busy at the moment. Possibly, you know, a little too busy, which is a nice problem to have. But you know, we're pulling in skills from outside to sort of work with that. But it means we're growing, and the people that we're engaging with are also growing, and they have the same sort of problem. And I think what we saw is during the recession, a lot of businesses downsized quite significantly, made the people there do more work than they normally would. Now, as it starts to scale up, people are a little bit reticent about sort of starting to employ bodies and start to expand too quickly. But like us, we're just kind of holding back till we get to the tipping point and then sort of fill in that gap. And you know, that's the kind of sense that I'm getting from people out in the business world.
I haven't spoken much about Focus really this week. So is there anything in particular you wanted to highlight?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, basically, there's some interesting announcements that have come out. I think one of the scariest ones, and obviously we've seen all the super fast rollout, etc., go around in Cornwall. It's been, you know, fairly successful. There's a few issues here and there with it, but in the main, it's been pretty good. But the scariest thing for me is that it's been announced that we may need to be rationing the internet within 10 years. Basically, despite all the infrastructure upgrades, etc., there isn't physically enough power, and we're talking electrical power, to drive the internet infrastructure.
That's insane.
At the moment, the internet infrastructure in the UK draws 8% of the UK's total power generation.
Seriously?
That's massive, isn't it?
That's insane.
Yeah. And
What do you mean? Do you mean servers and things?
Yeah. So basically, we've had the adoption to the cloud. That's been quite a big leap. So all those data centers have grown. All of the, you know, the hardware that, you know, connects all the fiber together, all of that has grown. Where there may not have been high power appliances before, that's, you know, it's all upped, etc. And it's just scaling at an exponential rate. You know, the growth is absolutely incredible. So the experts predict that basically we're going to hit capacity by 2020. So we're talking 5 years. And by 2035, at the current rate of growth, the internet services industry will be consuming all of the power that the UK is generating. So there won't be enough left for the rest of us.
Okay, you're scaring me now, Andrew. You're scaring me. You don't come on the show to scare me.
No, it's frightening.
Should we be worried about this or what? Am I about to go into panic meltdown mode or what?
It's a question. And the thing in my mind really is, if they're going to have to start rationing the internet, what impact is that going to have on businesses? So, you know, a lot of businesses have jumped on the cloud. A lot of people at home are now on, you know, stream services. We've got users in households using multiple devices. So the question really is, how is it going to be rationed? You know, no one's sort of saying or giving any ideas out at the moment. For me, that's the scariest bit. We've got 5 years of how they're going to do it. Is it going to impact businesses in a negative way? Are people going to start coming off the cloud and going on-premise again, which, you know, again, reduces the overhead on the internet and that side of things?
Or does it mean there's going to be extra costs?
Well, that's the other side of the coin, really. You know, some of the experts are predicting that in order to work the infrastructure out and actually, you know, sort this problem out, the costs will go up. And as a consequence, the cost of businesses and consumers will go up as well, because that cost has to be passed on to somebody. And, you know, we're the guys at the end of the chain. But at the minute, for me, it's quite a scary statistic. And there's no real sort of answer as to exactly how it's going to be tackled at the moment.
Solar-powered servers.
There are quite a lot of solar-powered data centres already. I mean, one of the things that people have been doing is offsetting the grid power with renewable energy. It's just a sorry case that it's just not generating enough power to actually get over that in the first place.
Tried to do that once. Tried to run a radio station, studio computers from solar energy, so we could have a carbon-neutral radio show.
Yeah.
All a bit mad. Couldn't get enough power.
No, I mean, the I don't know if you read in the news, but Tesla have just released the home battery, which actually I've not read huge amounts about it, but briefly what I've read, that's a really cool concept. It's really interesting. And actually it gives you, a significant amount of energy storage at a price that people can afford. But one of the things with a lot of this energy generation is the bit that's been holding it back for years is the battery technology. It's just not there yet.
Yeah.
But, you know,
this Tesla thing, is that in the States?
It's in the States, yeah. Right. But I think it's called the Tesla home battery. So, you know, have a look and have a read. It's very interesting technology.
Yeah.
And it is going to kind of help to start transforming that energy requirement within the home and within business as well.
Interesting. We've got to start thinking about it, haven't we, clearly?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's just one of those things that, you know, as a species and a society, we are drawing more and more and more power. And unfortunately, to generate that much power, you know, unfortunately, it's a nuclear answer at the moment. That's the only thing that can do that kind of power. you know, the renewables market is still going. It's going strong. And the good thing about that is because of the big surge in renewables, the prices are coming down, which means it's now more feasible for businesses to actually start considering renewable energy, because actually it's on about the same kind of level as the cost of actually buying power off the grid. And in fact, we're working with a company that specialises in renewable energy and solar energy. And it's actually quite interesting working with them, because we're kind of, you know, learning what it's all about and where they're actually going with it.
Cool. Well, listen, everybody heard it here first, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so there you go.
Come back to you guys news. When we need bailing out.
Yeah, because of the well, I do have some happy news to follow that up with. So Windows 10 is out this year. So that's the next version of Windows in the Microsoft operating system line. As with the previous versions, there's lots of choice. There's about 9 different versions, I think, depending on which way you kind of look at it. But there's the usual sort of the home version right up to the enterprise and the corporate level versions. Now, the good news is, it's a free upgrade for all users that have been running Windows 7 or Windows 8.1, and it will be free for 12 months. Mm. No one's quite sure what Microsoft are going to do after that with any further releases, but certainly that is a free upgrade. The only word of caution I would have with that is, before you jump on the upgrade bandwagon and get on and do it, just make sure your software is compatible and make sure it's actually going to work on Windows 10. And along from that, the other release due this year is Office 2016. The 2016 preview came out last week. I installed it and it caused me a few problems on my PC, but it is a very early release and you kind of expect that to start with. But there's, you know, some additional features. They've changed some bits and pieces in there to sort of make it more user-friendly. And one of the key things is it works very well on Macs now. So they're kind of bringing in that Mac and that Apple market to sort of try and, you know, eat into the market share
of the
Office applications and make it actually workable, because they've suffered for a long time with Office, you know, that doesn't have the features of the PC version. There's again the tablet feel with it, so it can be used on mobile devices, etc., and it's been enhanced for use on, you know, Windows phones as well. So there's a whole lot of sort of features coming out. It's no big shakes for your average user. Word will still do letters, Excel will still do numbers, but it's for the more advanced users that all the sort of key tweaks in the background, and the interface has been refreshed again, so it might be the same sort of story of things have been moved somewhere, you've got to spend a bit of time finding them. But one of the things for me is in Office 2013, when you went to save something, you know, a lot of people complained about the interface there, and it was a little bit kind of, it didn't really make much sense. So they've actually fixed that, and it's now much more user-friendly. You know, just that's one of the features they've actually sort of approached, because the whole community went, that's horrible, can you fix it, please?
Right.
So they are listening to consumers, and Microsoft have been through a tough time after Bill Gates left. But now the guy at the helm is basically, you know, getting it back to where it should be, which is listening to the community, listening to the users, and actually responding to what they're actually asking for, which is pretty cool.
Well, thanks once again, Andrew. Great stuff as ever. Really, really helpful information and packed jam full of it as well. So thank you very much for that. If people want to get in touch with you for more information about anything they've heard on the show, or get in touch and ask you any questions or follow up maybe from meeting you guys at the business fair last week, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, the best way to get in touch with me is by emailing me on andrew.davenport@focus-technology.co.uk, or give us a call on 01209 613 660. And our message out to the business community is, make sure you're technology happy.
Once again, thanks very much for coming in.
The Business Hub. With Focus Technology. Bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.